as Aerosmith, did you guys ever just rent a house or something and just record a whole album?
Well, we did that on Draw the Line, and
that was the last time.
That was that was near the end of our I think that was the last, second to the last record before I left, and we just partied hard in that house, and it seemed like the music was a good excuse to get record company money, but as far as like really, you can hear it. It's not as cohesive as a record could be or should have been. I think there's some really great songs on there, but I don't think. But you can kind of hear it. And it was, we had that house. It was all spread out. I mean, we had it had been a convent, and in the chapel.
How ironic!
In the chapel where the altar was where we put Joey, and I was in the main living room, which was two stories high, and we put guitar amps in the fireplace and all over the room, and we were all connected with video cameras so we could see each other, and they had built a studio in the other part of the house, and so it was really really disconnected. We were physically apart even though we were all recording together, and so it's almost like you can hear that kind of it's kind of disjointed,
delay or something in everybody's headphones, just, or something.
There's a vibe to it that just doesn't feel like tight and as ballsy as it could have been, and like I said, even though there are some cool songs on it, and we still as much time as we spent at that place, we've still had to cut some tracks in New York at the studio at the record plant.
I hope it's not out of line to ask. I know that you have some shows coming up, I believe, this weekend.
Wednesday is the Wednesday we have one, right? Wednesday we have a private show that we booked about a year ago, and we figured even though we had to cancel the tour, the difference between postponing is you postpone it, you say well, we're going to come back on such and such a date. Canceling is you don't know when you're coming back, so we had to cancel the tour, but we figured by now Stephen would be well enough, and from all of everything we've heard, he's well enough to do these few shows, and we have this one, and then we have a couple of shows in Hawaii and one in Abu Dhabi, and then we're going to be on hiatus for a while.
So you guys haven't talked since Sturgis?
No. He basically said, I just need to rest. I need to be left alone, apparently the crack in the bone is a strange one, and they had to wait for a while to see how it was going to heal before they knew if he was going to have an operation, and so anyway, it's a lot worse than just like a normal broken leg or a broken arm or something like that.
Well, I know that it's like riding a bike for you guys. Aerosmith is, so when you guys get on stage, it pretty much clicks, I'm guessing, and it'll just be right back to normal for four shows. And
a switch definitely gets flicked, and even this tour was the fact that we had to cancel postpone a bunch of dates right near the beginning, and we just came right back, the tour started to roll again, and it was just a heartbreak to see the tour come down, because I was having a lot of fun on this one. It's been fun the last couple of tours, and we've had some great opening acts shared the stage with some headline acts. It's been great, and this one was ZZ Top for a guitar player. It was like a dream tour, and Billy had been up and jammed with us a bunch of times, and I was looking forward to sitting in with them, and it was just starting to get going, and I think it was going to be one of the best tours, and it was just killing me to not be able to bring this tour to the fans. I mean, it was just it's probably part of the reason why I had to get in the studio, because I just didn't want to think about it.
Absolutely.